35 in our book. 35 in the white book. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. That chorus of mercy so great resonated with me. I trust it resonated with you as well. I'll love him. I'll serve him with all that I have as long as my life shall endure. Oh, Lord, grant me this grace to serve thee acceptably with reverence and godly fear. And I believe we all understand that that's why we're here this evening, to serve the Lord. Now, there's a verse that came to me from Romans 15. I think it's around the fifth verse. The God of patience and consolation grant you that you may be like-minded one toward another, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. Like-minded toward one another. That word is used by Paul concerning Timothy. He says, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. God wants to put within our hearts an interest, a spiritual interest in one another, that we might care for one another. And while serving, maybe we can help the other party because we naturally care for one another. We have an interest in one another. We love one another. We're told in Galatians that we ought to serve by love. That's the motivation. It's because I love him. I'll serve him. Oh, that love for Jesus. That motivates us, moves us to serve him, desire to please him. I like the hymn that Gypsy Smith has given us. Christ the redeeming light touches this heart of mine, piercing the darkest night, making his glory shine. Oh, to reflect his grace, causing the world to see love that will glow till others shall know Jesus revealed in me. Here, Lord, I bring my heart, my love, my strength, my will. Cleanse me in every part, with all thy spirit fill. Oh, to reflect his grace, causing the world to see love that will glow till others shall know Jesus revealed in me. Life is no longer mine. I yield it all to thee. Fill me that I may shine until thy face I see. Oh, to reflect his grace, causing the world to see love that will glow till others shall know Jesus revealed in me. Triumphant peace is mine. Now Jesus reigns within. He giveth joy divine and victory over sin. Now I think you know that chorus, don't you? Oh, to reflect his grace, causing the world to see love that will glow till others shall know Jesus revealed in me. That's the more excellent way. What is the greatest thing in all the world?
Love.
Love. How do we know that? How do you know that? For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now we know, let's see, now we know, and we shall know one another even as we are known. Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is
love.
Love. I think that's the epitome of God's desire and purpose with us, that his love might be revealed in us. Are you a loving person? I've often said, don't anyone get to the bottom of your love. We owe to one another love. Owe no man anything but to love. Love one another. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And we have that opportunity at this time here at camp to show that loving interest in one another. How is it going today? We can pray for one another, believe for one another, and then work together in unity of purpose, that with one mind and one mouth we may glorify God. We want him to be pleased, and we want to serve those whom God sends this way, and we can do that best in by love. Now you see this in the scriptures many places. For example, in 2 Peter 1, it says, add to your faith virtue. Means character. And to character, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly love. Or does it say it that way? And to brotherly love, we ought to add love. Love. It's the fruit of the Spirit, as we read in Galatians. I like to think of the fruit of the Spirit as love. You know, an orange has many segments. If you take the peeling off, you find that there are numerous segments there. But it's all an orange, part of an orange. And these elements that we find in love are these things that are mentioned. after that. Love, joy. Is there joy in love? Have you ever said, she loves me, she loves me not, she loves me, she loves me not, she loves me? And that brings joy when we realize that we are loved. And that was the joy that Jesus had. He knew he was loved of the Father. And we are loved also. Oh, what an everlasting love. And so, if you put the sunshine through a prism, and we see the elements that you find in light, you have a rainbow, and there you have all those colors. And I think if you put love through a prism, you can imagine that, it would come out as joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no love. I mean law. Praise the Lord. And so may the Lord help us in these days to have that loving interest in one another. And you forgive me if I come rather close to you because my eyes are failing me and I don't see you too well. Now, what's your name?
Ethan.
Ethan. So I, and all of you who are working here, these young fellows, you're on the grounds, some of you, no doubt, and some in the kitchen, and you work elsewhere. But we can work in harmony, work together. And as we do, if we work together in love, God will command his blessing. God will command his blessing. The Lord is present with us, and he's present to work and to glorify his name. And so let's do that in these coming days. All right? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now you can sing that chorus again with me, all right? Oh, to reflect his grace, causing the world to see love that will glow till others shall know Jesus revealed in me. Fill us more greatly. Lord, by your Spirit, by your presence here tonight, take fuller possession of us. Fill us with your love. Oh, Lord, dear Lord, oh, Jesus, we trust you to do it. Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Number 34, it's a pilgrim camp. Remember the white book?
Let's stand as we sing.
Just to be
us to be clay in the potter's hands, ready to do what His word commands. Only to be what He wants me to be.